deal with any moment? I've said it many times, I'll say it again. When we get to heaven, there will be no questions. You'll know.
Amen.
You'll know. And I thank God for that, that one day I'm going to know as I'm known, and I will know what I need to know, and I'll be having no more questions. Down here, the Bible says we walk by faith. Up there, we'll walk by sight. You say, what? That's right. We'll see everything we've ever wondered about, and our faith will come to a conclusion, and we'll know. And we'll just walk around where we're going or however it is before the throne of God all day and all night. It's according to our counts, you know. So either way. But anyway, want to go to the Lord in prayer? I misplaced my prayer. I tell you what, if you ever found my head, you'd give it back in a hurry. You say, you know, some folks have the face only a mother could love. Well, my mama gave me to my wife, so I've got the face only a wife will love. All right. Do you remember all those on our prayer request list? Lifting them up in prayer. Sister Donna Faye's scan next month. Sister Joanne's eye appointment. Brother Sioux Falls cousin Oy. Anita Humphreys. Debbie Cox. Jason Finn. Sister Ann. Abby. My mom. And Brother Don was just saying that Jason and Amanda and the little one all got COVID. So remember them. Anybody else this evening?
Brother Randall has had, he's going to doctor. He's had sinus infection for 4 weeks, and he's going to doctor. He don't know yet what they're going to do, but he's wanting to do something.
Yeah, let's remember that.
Remember Debbie Cox.
What? Anybody else? Remember Brother Danny's back or shoulder? And Sister Kenya's got today off, but she's got next Sunday off. And let's pray by the time it gets around there again, she gets the next one off.
Amen.
All right?
Amen.
Keep praying. All right. Stand with us in the night. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. I know we've all got unspoken prayer requests, loved ones, friends that we want to pray for. And so let's do remember that. Remember the lost. And let's remember our country. Father, tonight we thank you, Lord, for your love, your mercy and grace. Thank you, dear God, for allowing us to be in your house, Lord. Father, for each one who's here. Lord, we ask you, Father, tonight that you would just draw us close to thee and one to another. Meet the needs, dear God, according to your plan and purpose, Lord. Father, help each heart and soul, Lord, tonight that is unable to be with us. And God, I pray, Lord, those who could, put it on their hearts, Father, to be in your house and to help us, dear God, to worship your name. Father, to encourage and help and strengthen one another, dear God. Father, we ask you, Lord, that you would just lead us to the path you'd have us to go, to things you'd have us to do. We'll give you glory in Christ's name. And amen. Amen.
Go ahead and grab your blue book and turn to page 140. take your red book and turn to page 462. Page 462. Go ahead and turn to page 648. Page 648.
Make his life his own.
No, we okay. I can do this one. All right.
Just a God of people.
time. When church services was worship service. Today it's not so often. I was over this afternoon studying, looking for what we would preach on tonight. I had some notes from studying before and then wrote down a few things today, and nothing just come to fruition. But then I was thinking, I was just praying and asking God to help me. And I'll tell you something. When I pray tonight, well, we need a heart for God.
Amen.
Our church needs a heart for God.
Amen.
And I'll be honest with you, if we had a heart for God, we'd show up for service and we'd show up to worship.
Yeah.
We wouldn't just come into the building and go through the motions or the steps even. And I'm thankful this evening, and I'm different, and everybody knows that, and if you haven't figured that out by now, it'll take you another 15 years to do it, probably. But when we got here, the church service was laid out in the front side of the bulletin. You had the everything laid out there, the songs and whatnot, and I said, you know what, I don't got a problem with that. Brother Tom, he pick out the songs and everything through there. I mean, from one week to the next, everything, and it printed up in there. And I said, but when this becomes the dictation of the service, we're in trouble. And it never dictated the service. I have to admit that. But you know what? Over time, we've allowed something else to dictate the service that we didn't even comprehend. And that was us. The lack of willingness to be obedient to the Spirit. A lack of willingness to allow the Spirit of God to have its way. A lack of willingness to do what it takes to have the Spirit of God in our services. I'm guilty. You know me, every so often, I just can't help it no more. I just got to let it out. And I would to God that I wouldn't feel so scared sometimes to just let it out. I didn't mean to scare you girls. Or anybody else. But I tell you what, church service used to be worship service.
Yeah, amen.
Would you go ahead and stand and we'll pray, and I'll get into the reading of the scripture tonight. I'll be in the book of Acts, the 6th chapter. And I'll not guarantee you how long I'll be here or how long this will last. We'll just say this. We'll say what's on our heart and we'll be done. Father, this evening we thank you, Lord, for your love, your mercy, and your grace. Thank you, God, for allowing us to be in your house. God, thank you for making us your house. God, sometimes the heart is so full, but the flesh is so unwilling or afraid. God, let it not be so. But let us do what we need to do, Father, to make sure that You're glorified, that You're honored, and Father, You're worshipped. Lord, help us tonight through Your Word, and we'll give You glory for it, and we'll praise You for it in Jesus' blessed name. And amen. Amen. You may be seated this evening. Acts chapter 6, verse 1, and in those days was the number of the disciples multiplied. Boy, I'm telling you something this evening. I would to God tonight that the number of Christians would be multiplied, and that it could be written that in the year 2022, that there were more souls saved and people who worshipped and served and honored and glorified God than there was in the year 2021. I would, and I don't know that it will ever happen, but I know that the Bible says that God said in the last days that He will pour out His Spirit. You think about that this evening. If God pours His Spirit out on us and we will receive the Spirit, what a difference could be made. And there would be, in my opinion, more folks saved into the kingdom of God. Now, there's still more going to hell than to heaven. There is. The Bible tells us that. You and I are not going to change that. And God's Word is not going to change. But are there so many folks is there not any hope for folks to be saved? And I would say, yes, there is hope still yet today. Someone I was talking to said that, you know, they're surprised that the Lord hasn't come by now. And I would say I'm surprised in some aspects because I've looked for Him for many years. But then again, I said this, there's because there's more folks to be saved yet. And I want them to be saved here. You know, I'd love to see them come to church here. Brother Surley, his mom, saved last year and coming to service. Brother Danny and Sister Kenya. You don't know how much it's blessed my heart. And now Brother Danny stayed this morning a little longer in the altar and prayed. Just pour your heart before God. That's how the multitude multiplies. We need a real heart for God. And a real heart for the lost. You think about that. How many of us know somebody who's lost? And they need to be saved. I mean, if God come back right now, you and I who are saved and ready to go, we would not know those who were not. But can you imagine this, knowing tonight that people, our friends or our family, somebody, it just like imagining tonight that they die lost, and you know they died lost, and yet they, and the Bible tells us that in hell they'll lift their eyes. And they'll realize they're lost. And there's nothing can be done about it at that time. So in those days, when the number of the disciples was multiplied, there arose a murmuring of the Grecians against the Hebrews because their widows were neglected in daily menstruation. I'm not going to cover this part. I'm going to cover something else to follow. Then the 12 called the multitude of the disciples unto them and said, It is not reason that we should leave the Word of God and serve tables. Wherefore, brethren, look ye out among even seven men of honest report, full of the Holy Ghost and wisdom, whom ye may appoint over this business. But we will give ourselves continually to prayer and to the ministry of the Word. I want us to think about this part. And I'll say this. Sister Donna Faye, break my heart, you're now a widow. But God's there. And I want you to know personally, if you need anything, you tell me. I'll make sure it's taken care of. Sister Dean's a widow. Sister Jean's a widow. We need to make sure that they're taken care of. Their yards need to be mowed. Their cabinets need to have groceries. Their utilities need to be paid. And if any one of them was to come to me and say to me, Brother Ernie, I need this, I'm going to tell you, I'd either do it right out of my own pocket, or I'd get to Sister Tanya and Brother Philip, and we'd take care of it out of the church. So I'm not worried about that part. But I don't think we stress it enough sometimes that it needs to happen. But verse 4 says, but we will give ourselves continually to prayer and to the ministry of the Word. And this Word is not just a message, but it is the Word of God. And if we, as I said this morning, would stop complaining 99% of the time and start praying 99% of the time. And I say that because, you know what, I'm going to be honest with you. I want some room to gripe here and there. The Lord griped. You say, Brother Ernie, He never griped. Yes, He did. He said that the Word says that my house will be called the house of prayer, but you made it a den of thieves. You say, well, Brother Ernie, that's not griping. It's ministering. It's the Word. It's the fact. Yeah, but let me just say this. I want to be able to complain like He did. You say, what do you mean? He did it in a holy manner. We have a right in a holy manner to say something is wrong when it's wrong. And people call that griping. And maybe I'll say this, I gripe because I think more people ought to show up to church. You don't show up, you starve. When you starve, you die. You want to know what's happening, look around. But anyways, and it said, in this saying pleased the whole multitude, and they chose Stephen, a man full of faith and of the Holy Ghost. And what do we know about Stephen? Stephen didn't sit around doing nothing. Matter of fact, Stephen went about working the works of God and praising God, and he preached the gospel. I mean, he was something more. And Philip, and goes on, and I'll not even try to pronounce these names, but they named the other six out of the seven. Verse 6 said, whom they set before the apostles, and when they had prayed, they laid hands on them. And look at verse 7. This is where I've been trying to get. When they determined to make sure the needs were met over here, by making sure that those that needed to serve over here, the rest that was serving over here were doing what they needed to do. They chose to serve the Lord and to make sure that the ministry of the Word did not cease and did not fail. And by so doing that, they were in one mind and one accord, and they made sure the necessity of the church was taken care of. In other words, the body was taken care of. And after they'd done that, it says, and the Word of God increased. Now, did God's Word get any bigger? It's still what it was. I mean, just tell you in this tonight, every word in here from Genesis 1:1, Revelations 22:21, it's just right there. This Bible does not grow by adding words to it. The Bible tells us if we add words to it, that God will add unto us the plagues written in it. It tells us if we take words away from it, that God will take our part out of the kingdom of heaven. And I'm going to tell you something. You say, Brother Ernie, you cannot lose it. Once you get saved, you're going there. No matter. Hey, you take it out, you're took out. I mean, that's plain in the Scripture. Those other five, those other people writing down and saying that this word is not factual, not real, not right, all this, hey, they're destroying the increasing of the Word of God. Can I tell you that tonight? It's true. Because they're telling everybody that this Word ain't perfect. And then they got theirs and they say, well, this one, well, it's better, but it's not perfect. And so they make another one, and this is better, but it's not perfect. And no, they declare there's no perfect Word of God out there. They did not increase the Word of God. They decreased the Word of God. They decreased the authority and the power of the Word of God. They declare that there is no Word of God. While they say, well, this is the Holy Bible, but it's not right. The disciples didn't do any of that. They said, let's make sure we fulfill the Word of God. Let's make sure we give ourselves to praying and preaching the Word of God. And make sure that when we do that, that we make sure that we have others taking care of other things there. But then it's all boiled down to this. And it said, and the Word of God increased, and the number of the disciples multiplied in Jerusalem. Where is our multiplication today? 2 + 2 = 2, right? No, it's 4. 2 × 2 = 4. And if you get 2, making 2 more, you get 4. And if you take 4 to make 4 more, you get 8. And that's exactly what they were doing there by making sure that the Word of God stayed where it needed to be and was what it needed to be. And so in our lives, we need to make sure that the Word of God increases in its entireties in us. We learn what it says. We do what it says. We become what it says. We are acting upon the Word of God and making sure tonight that we don't get sidetracked by something else. Now, listen to me carefully. The disciples there, the apostles there, were saying, you know what, we need to make sure that this is taken care of. We'll set a counter over here. You take care of this. But we're going to make sure that the Word of God does not decrease. So if all the needs are met, what should happen with the Word of God? It should increase. We should make sure that it's increasing. The Word of God increased, and the number of the multitude, the number of the disciples multiplied in Jerusalem greatly. Now, how do you describe that word, Brother Ernie? Just like it says, greatly. You know what I think? We celebrate over one. The Bible says there's more rejoicing in heaven over one sinner that cometh to repentance than over 99 just that need it not. I have no problem with that. But if we would celebrate greatly over one, we might get two. You realize what God is wanting to do is increase. Increase His children. Sheep bear sheep. Think about it. It's one of those things there that it just changes the way we look at things. If we go back and we look at the times and think about what happened there and what went on there, it doesn't take us very often to read through in the book of Acts and find over in different places there where it says that they added to or the church increased. And in Acts chapter 2, if you jump over there, and it's in verse 44, and it says, and all that believed were together, and had all things in common, and they sold possessions and goods, and parted them to all men as every man had need. They made sure the need was taken care of there. And it said, and they continually, daily, with one accord in the temple, and breaking of bread from house to house. Hey, church, this is fellowship here. He said, did eat their meat with gladness and singleness of heart. What do you mean? They gave God glory for what they had. And then it said, praising God, having favor with all people. And the Lord added to the church daily such as should be saved. I'm going to ask you a question. Does God not still do what He needs to be done? Daily such as needs to be saved. Why not here? Why not now? God still desires to save. I just don't know that we want to be part of it sometimes. I don't know that we're really as concerned about it as we are about ourselves. I don't know that we're concerned about the Word of God as much as we are about ourselves. And I say this tonight with all honesty and pureness of heart. My heart breaks because so many people have not a desire to come to the house of God. It's like service doesn't mean anything. I heard him preach this morning, or I heard him sing today. I got it. No wonder we're weak. No wonder we're sick. We've left off God. This body was designed to decay. It's designed to live and to die. But the Word of God was designed to increase. We were saved to help increase the kingdom of God. I don't know, church. I'm trying my best in some ways to try to figure out how to say it any plainer. If we don't get a heart for God, we're in trouble.
Amen.
If we don't get a desire to come to the house of God, we're in trouble. In this day and age, we've got excuses for everything. Why we need to do this, why we need to do that, why we can't do this. But I like what David said when he came to his brothers. He bring in the cheese and the bread. His brother said, I know the naughtiness of thine heart, thou hast come to see the war. David said, is there not a cause? Can I tell you, there was a whole bunch of men sitting up on the hillside, including the king, who were cowards. David reminded them that they were the army of the living God.
Yeah.
Say, Brother Ernie, well, David, the Bible had it that way. God had it that way so we could see that David done what he done. I'm going to tell you something. I understand all of that. But I also know this, that any man who could have rose up in his heart, God would have used and we'd have had him recorded. But it took a boy to show up and tell the men that they were the living army of the living God. And David said, who is this uncircumcised Philistine that fileth the army of the living God? Is there not a cause for us coming to church? There sure is. There sure is. Make sure God is worshipped. Make sure you and I have a place to come where we can pray, we can sing, we can hear the Word of God. But I'm going to tell you, it's a place we need to make sure stays in existence. We can only do that by showing up. When they set things right, the Word of God increased. When things are right in our lives and in our church, and we handle the things we need to handle the right way, we can make sure that the Word of God increases. The number of the disciples multiplied in Jerusalem greatly. We need people going out and talking about Jesus, telling folks about Jesus. Now, I'll tell you, inviting folks to come to Jesus. Inviting folks, if you believe that this is a place to come and worship, invite folks to come. I'll tell you, I'm just be honest with you. I think we don't invite because we don't care. I think we don't invite because we're afraid. I've known folks to invite folks to come to church and they wouldn't come to church, and then they did come to church and those folks weren't in church for them to come and see. And they're like, where are they? Said, in a great multitude, now think about this, and a great company of the priests were obedient to the faith. Man, the power of God to change the hearts of men. Even preachers, those that had been in the Bible, so to say, they'd been in the book of the law of Moses, they had it there, they'd read it, they talked about it, they would read the prophet Isaiah and they declare these things, and then finally it come to fruition that they understood that the disciples were telling them all about the Messiah, the one that they'd been waiting for and looking for, and they become obedient in the faith and followed the gospel. Church, like I said, I'm not going to try to add anything to God's Word or what He said, but the message tonight is we need a heart for God. We need a heart for worship. I still believe the Scripture. And I know people say, well, Brother Arnie was talking about His death, but Jesus said, if I be lifted up, I'll draw all men unto Myself. And I know when He was up on the cross there, that's exactly what He did. He's shown, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Into Thy hands, Father, I commend my spirit. Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani, my God, why hast Thou forsaken me? He showed us all of these things, but I'm going to tell you something. When we lift Him up, men are drawn unto Him. People are looking for some place or someone or something to put their faith in today. You just think tonight, who are they trusting in if we're not showing them Jesus? Stand with us this evening. Father in heaven tonight, I thank You, Lord, for Your love. I thank You, Lord, for Your mercy, and Your grace, and Your Word. God, I pray, help me tonight, Father, as I said this morning, to make sure that You're in the proper place of my life. God, that I might be living in the truth, declaring the truth, drawing lost souls to Thee. Oh, Father in heaven, tonight, give us a heart for You. Give us a heart for the lost. Give us a heart for worship, desire to come to church. Lord, the song that says, my house is full, but my fields are empty. God, is no longer true today. Your house is getting empty. The fields are still white and ready for harvest. God, we've got laborers, few. Help us, dear God, I pray this week to labor for Thee in prayer, in witnessing, testifying. Lord, that Your will would be done and Your name would be glorified. We ask You, dear God, these things tonight in the blessed name of Christ Jesus. Amen.